Good morning, 9:08 here on the Mighty 690, and it is time for our chat with Candy Westbrook from the Coffeeville Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Candy. How you doing?
Good morning. Doing good.
Good deal. So, what's going on? You staying cool enough? It's a hot one.
Yes. Yesterday, I had to help my daughter change a tire, and it was a little warm out there trying to do that, and I was like, okay, I immediately got home, jumped in the pool. I was like,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I do want to say, speaking of that, shout out to one of our local businesses, the Dollar Tire. So my poor daughter had her tire flat. Her and her friend tried to change it. The jack broke, and then the spare tire was flat. So bless her heart, she was like, what am I going to do? So we were able to drive it to Dollar Tire, and this morning they fixed it, fixed the spare as well, and all like dirt cheap. I was like, thank you.
Great folks over there.
They're awesome. Yeah, they're awesome. So. Well, I may have briefly talked about this before, but I definitely want to get the word out on something new that we're doing and I'm very excited about. We launched a new business development team, along with the small business startup guide that I talked about recently. This new team is here to help businesses navigate the challenges of just, you know, starting and growing a business. So offering resources, personal advice, and just anything to kind of help our small businesses get going. They will be meeting the first Wednesday of every month, and you can schedule a meeting with the team, any current businesses or an aspiring entrepreneur. So anybody out there, just give me a call. I can give you details, and we can schedule a time to meet with the team. But again, we're just hoping we can help encourage and make our small businesses thrive and keep them supported. So the new business development team. So last Friday we had our Brewfest 1 day sale and it went really great. I'm very excited about that. And now we have regular pricing going on now until October. I am going to put a shameless plug out though. We are calling for volunteers. This event takes a ton of volunteers to make it happen. So if you want to help, either help with setup or working a table or check-in or all kinds of other tasks, give me a call. I can give you some details and, most of our volunteers, depending on what you work, get a free t-shirt and entry into the event. So, yeah, I was counting up. I think we have to have 38 volunteers. I'm like, wow, okay.
It's a lot.
It's a lot, but it's a great event. So, save the date. I know this is not till September, but I want to go ahead and get the word out on it. The Chamber and KGGF will be hosting 2 nights of legislative forums. So, on September 19th is the City Commission one. And then September 21st will be USD 445 and CCC Board of Trustees. And probably here in about 2 or 3 weeks, I will be kind of opening it up to having the community submit questions that we can ask all these potential candidates. We'll have a limited amount of time, so we won't be able to get through all the questions, but I definitely want to gather a big group, especially this year. I know there's a lot of people interested in the local races, so if you've got a good question on your mind that you want to know about, let me know. But again, I'll be talking about that more here in a few weeks. So another great event coming up, the 7th annual VOD in the Ville. It will be on August 5th. That is another event that keeps growing every year. I think they said last year almost 300 people. So it was awesome. There is links to the tickets on their event Facebook page, as well as I think on the page you're going to start listing all the different artists and people that are going to be performing. And then we've got tickets at the Chamber as well. So if you want to come in person, we can take care of that. But great event, just a fun night. But then also it's a great fundraiser for the Midland Theater. So August 5th. Now, I know this person is not a Coffeeville grad, but I'm still very super excited about the announcement that a former Tyra resident and Caney grad was drafted into the MLB.
Yes.
So yes. Congrats to Kaminska. That's awesome that one of our locals is doing great things. And there was somebody else the other day, and I'll bring in Griff Walker sometime. He's kind of an expert on this. But he's going to talk about a local person that's also been doing amazing in the rodeo and bull riding and all those events and winning national titles left and right. So we have a lot of famous and great, you know, talent in our region. So very excited about that. Okay, some announcements from our businesses. The Buck Out, don't forget to your rider forms in to the Kiwanis for their Buck Out Challenge that will happen at the Fair and Rodeo. It's an annual event, always very popular. And so get your forms turned in. And then also, if you want to sponsor, they are still taking sponsors for those. Again, that's the Buck Out Challenge. The Ville Pub and Krill now has ribeyes every Thursday and Friday night. And the picture they posted, I'm like, oh, yeah, that looks really good. Sometimes they do sell out early, so, you know, make sure you get in early. But every Thursday and Friday, ribeyes. And then don't forget, this weekend, this Saturday, they're going to have Outlaws Reloaded live, so at the Ville Pub and Grill. Jan L's just got a new line of purses, so they're more just than the flower shop. They've got all kinds of gifts in there. So, and then we get calls on this occasionally, so I thought, hey, this is probably a good idea to go ahead and share with the community. We've got a really great unlock service here. It's called Dusty's Unlock. He does vehicles, residential, commercial, even programming, even keychains, like custom keychains. So great service that we have here in town. But if you're ever needing to change out your locks or get stuck somewhere, call Dusty's and he can take care of you. Okay, a few events coming up. So this weekend, lots going on. As I mentioned, the Outlaws Reloaded at the Ville. CCC has a golf classic this weekend. I'm sure it'll be nice and warm for them, so we'll see how that goes.
It'll cool off a little bit, so it'll be in the 80s, so it's not going to be bad.
That's not as bad. And then the Men of Valor, an event to help fathers with support and inspiration. So all that's going on the 22nd. Then a few big events happening out at Big Hill Splash, the Aquatics Park. They've got all kinds of stuff towards the end of the year. So obviously water's the theme for the hot season we have. 23rd is the throwback night at Big Hill Splash. And then the 25th is Christmas in July. So they're going to have Christmas music, goods, some fun activities, just a whole fun night. Then on August 1st, they're having the National Night Out. That's sponsored by the Coffeeville PD. The fire trucks will be out there, bounce houses. They're going to have games, music, just all kinds of fun. So they are still looking for vendors, so if you want to either set up a table to have an activity or giveaways or information, or if you just want to help them out, you just call the police department, not 911, just the regular line, and ask for the officers that are overseeing the National Night Out. So August 1st, that'll be a good one. Speaking of our PD and our fire department, on the 28th is the Stuff a Truck, and that's with the Coffeeville Fire Department. That'll be at Walmart. They didn't say exact hours, but I'm sure last time they were there pretty much all day, like 9 to like 5, I think. So they will be collecting school supplies. So if you want to stop out there and help them out and stuff that truck, that would be awesome. Those are the big things. We got a few more things coming up, and then it'll slow down around school time opening up. So that's going to be coming up soon. But then in September, it just kicks off with all kinds of events. So if you want to know about one of these events or activities, or you just have a question that you're curious about, then message me at the chamber and I'll bring an update on the next rodeo. Next rodeo.
Well, the rodeo, fair and rodeo,
well,
is on the way.
That's you coming know, soon. It's... So tickets have been going well on that. And it's going to be, there's just so much going on and coming up, and I'm excited about I did get a question about the truck stop. Still don't have an exact date on when that's opening, but they've made a lot of progress, so they're doing really well.
They're pouring concrete early this morning on the back part of it. So.
Yeah, it's moving along. And, of course, so is the Bartlett Savage. And that, I know they have a job fair, and I forgot to bring that, but there is a job fair coming up.
Okay.
And so open enrollment. You can schedule a time is what they prefer, but you can also just stop in. And they're actually going to do interviews right there, so bring your application and do the interview and everything. So I'll bring some more details on that next week, but yeah, good things happening. So
excellent. Well, Candy, we appreciate you coming by, letting us know what's what, and look forward to chatting here again next week.
Okay, sounds great.
All right, Candy Westbrook from the Coffeeville Chamber of Commerce. And coming up next, we do have more Open Line. That's on the way here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. We have 84 degrees right now in Coffeeville.